Mitch Tusu by Kate Walker and read by Stig Weems. From Sue to Mitch. Subject, live and learn. Since when did getting dumped on become part of the school curriculum? You guys are wrong. It is not what we come to school to learn. And as for your pearls of wisdom, e.g. ignore Jim and he'll go away, any kindergarten kid will tell you that won't work. If Jim thinks he can get away with this stuff, he'll only do it more. Lastly, letting your best friend walk home on his own after that disgusting stunt is the most pathetic thing I've heard. Dentist or no dentist, you should have stood by him, walked home with him, been there at his side, like he was for you when Jim wrote that stuff on the board. Pete really looks up to you, yet the first time he's in a tight spot, you and all his other friends dump him. It must have been a hell of a shock to him. But then, as I recall, you and your mates did the same thing to Dermot. You guys are great at making noises about being friends, but when it comes to taking a stand, you all buckle at the knees. I never guessed you'd be like that. But live and learn. Sue. A P.S. The deal with the board is off. I don't want it going to someone who isn't worthy of it.
From Mitch to Sue.
Subject, you know nothing.
Mates don't go wading in and rescuing mates. That's as good as saying you don't think they can handle it, and that's the biggest insult. It's as good as saying you think they're wimps. You may be a grommet, but you have a lot to learn about guys. Mitch.
From Sue to Mitch. Subject, I know heaps. Funny you should email back about wading in and rescuing a mate. I never said anything about wading in. Obviously, deep down, you know you should have, and it's playing on your mind. Sue, a P.S. According to my dictionary, a friend is a person well known to another and regarded with liking, an ally in a fight or cause.